Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Cloudy tonight is a chance of a shower, lows in the upper 40s. Full forecast details are coming up. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has announced the county has completed the sale of Ridgewood Care Center to Altitude Health Services. The sale closed last Friday. The Racine County Board approved the terms of the sale in May. Altitude is paying $10 million for the facility. Other terms of the agreement include making $75,000 in capital improvements within 18 months and agreeing to operate the facility for at least the next 5 years. Delagrave says the transition from a county-run facility to Altitude proceeded smoothly. He noted that all Ridgewood employees were offered jobs with Altitude.
Just about everybody signed up with Altitude, so we're you know, that's an indication that they're going to be a great company to work for. No wages were reduced for staff, existing staff.
The sale was expected to be completed by August 1st. However, Delagrave said the licensing process with the state took a little longer than expected, moving the closing back a month. Delagrave says county staff will discuss the use of proceeds from the sale with the county board as part of the 2018 budgeting process. A bulky waste collection plan to go with the incoming semi-automated cart collection system for regular garbage in the city of Racine will include 4 annual free pickups plus a special collection after the 4th of July. But an earlier recommendation for after Christmas has been taken out of the mix by the Common Council. Alderman Jason Meekmas said his talks with DPW indicated that time frame would be covered anyway by enhanced operations. Alderman Ray DeHaan spoke up for the many seniors in his district who will have to bring bulky waste to a drop-off site if it's beyond the 4 pickups allowed per year.
The folks that call me are, we're talking in their 80s. Who's going to help them get this stuff? If they can get it down to the curb, you got so many pickups. But if it goes beyond that, then we start charging them. And I guess they get some heartburn over that. And I don't support it the way it is.
The council voted 9-4 in favor of the amended bulky waste plan. But for some reason, the resolution to make it official was not in the packet. So the final vote will come the same week as the solid waste cart collection system officially starts. The Foxconn incentive package is now moving from the Joint Finance Committee to the State Senate and then back to the Assembly because of amendments, which also means the location of the huge production plant could be made public soon in Mount Pleasant or Kenosha County. During last night's Racine Common Council citizen comments, Jobs for All champion Alfonso Gardner urged aldermen to tie needed water access, if Mount Pleasant is the site, to a residency preference provision for jobs with Foxconn, such has occurred at least twice in Milwaukee successfully.
The Mutual building, and that's a private company, without being asked, they did it because they are good citizens. They hired 1,200 workers who were unskilled and unemployed from the city. The Bucks Arena, we gave them money, whether y'all believe that or not. The Bucks did it too. They put 40% of Milwaukee residents who were underemployed. They did it. We could do it here.
The council meeting started late because of a closed committee of the whole and what the agenda listed as discussion regarding available wastewater capacity to support growth-related development. A special meeting of the Burlington Common Council is likely to take place later this month on the issue of police and fire dispatch operations that were impacted by last month's flooding and now at a point of deciding whether to restore it locally or join Racine County Consolidated Dispatch. The special meeting would be needed simply because at least 2 aldermen will be unable to attend the normally scheduled business meeting September 19th. City Administrator Karina Walters and Council President John Schultz led the discussion about how to handle it, other aldermen chiming in about wanting to be part of that discussion.
If we need to figure out a different evening, we can do that.
We may have to.
Instead of kicking the can down the road and then we're stretching this out.
We can't.
We can't wait a month.
We can't keep waiting.
So I'm one of the people that are missing on the 19th. I'll be in Italy. I will be back by that Thursday, if that will help, of the same week.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send an email to the entire council just asking if you can send me what your availability is for the month of September and maybe the first week of October.
The council was told last month that putting local dispatch back the way it was prior to the flooding would cost upwards of $250,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.